Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and what a friggin' win again last night for the Phillies, 9-6 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is a hot baseball team right now. This is a scorching, and I do mean scorching, hot baseball team right here and right now in the month of September, which at this point, the Phillies have had a total of, let's see, have they had any off days? They had one off day in September, the day after Labor Day. This team has lost a total of 3 games. In the month of September, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They are 12 wins, 12-3 in the month of September. They are now 91-61. Firmly atop the National League East. We clinched that yesterday. And no hangover spot for this team. They drop their magic number for the first round bye all the way down to 4. I mean, how impressive is this, frankly? How impressive is it what this team is doing right here and right now? And I'm going to say it. I am proud of this baseball team going to L.A. and taking care of business the way that they have. The guys who have stepped up, and we'll get into them a little bit later, or a little bit here for game 2 of a 3-game series. For this team to show back up after, you know, not really hungover, but the day after partying the NL East, lock back in, be like, hey, we got an important game here. We want that first round bye. We want that number one seed. And we want to, it's important to us that we take care of business against the Dodgers. That is huge. And in this day and age of head-to-head tiebreakers, no more game 163, the fact that games so early in the season can impact this so much, it kind of makes every game feel a little bit more impactful. The Phillies played the Dodgers, right? So the Phillies clinched the season series. They got one game left tonight. The Phillies have already won 4 of the first 5 games played between these two teams. The Phillies did so by winning the first 2 here in LA. And on Friday, April 4th and Sunday, April 6th was when they beat the Dodgers. That is more than 5 months ago. We're going all the way back to like early spring. Like it was still cold out on the other end. Summer was a distant, you know, afterthought at that point. That was the third series of the year, and now the Phillies are playing the Dodgers all this time later in the fourth to last series of the year, and this is where the season series gets handled. Just to further encapsulate like some of the guys who helped do this, the Phillies lineup on that Friday night was you had Jordan Romano still getting the save. Jose Ruiz pitched for the Phillies in game 1 of that series. In game 2 of that series, just to kind of show how far back this was, Joe Ross took down 2 innings, which, it, you know, it doesn't feel like that long ago he was on the team. but just kind of that, and that Tanner Banks pitched the ninth. And in game three of that series, the Sunday game, where the Phillies won 8-7 and was able to clinch the season series, you had Jose Alvarado getting the save, Romano pitching in the seventh, Jose Ruiz coming in after Christopher Sanchez. It was a much, Nick Castellanos is playing every day. It was just such a different time for this baseball team way back when. Cody Clemens is like still on the roster. That's how far back we're going. And that is how far back this season series goes. And for the Phillies to clinch the tiebreaker again, magic number down to four for the first round bye, they could, by winning tonight, knock it down another two, which would just be insane that they could get that magic number down to two. I think that would be quite impressive. I think that would be quite a statement for where this team is at. I think that would be quite a statement to be like, to go into LA, be like, yeah, we took care of business and maybe we'll see you guys again. I think that would be pretty, pretty great considering where this team was, you know, I'll say late August when they went up to Citi Field and got swept. Like, this is such a different reality that we are now living in and that this Phillies team now exists in. So very proud of this team going out there, taking it seriously. One more game tonight, 10:10 Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Time. And then we got a 9:40 start in Arizona on Friday, 8:10 on Saturday, 4:10 on Sunday. And that's it with West Coast games. And really the late night stuff is, you know, on Wednesday and Friday. Those are the two late games that that anyone needs to worry about staying up for. I do believe this, the Phillies Dodgers series were to happen, I mean, we'll always see what happens with the Yankees because they oftentimes get the primetime series. But given that the Dodgers are a West Coast team, Phillies and Dodgers marquee matchup, I would guess that they are playing mostly night games or at least late afternoon games. If they find themselves playing in a best 3 out of 5, say, you know, if the other series is Brewers and, you know, say Cubs are a draw, but let's say Brewers, Padres especially. I think the Phillies and Dodgers are going to be the late game. So we're looking at maybe 8 o'clock starts in the postseason, not 10:10. And the 10:10 is just for people who got to get up the next day. I get it. It's brutal. 9:40, not that much better. But just once you get after 10 o'clock, that's when it really, really feels like it's getting late there. Let's go into last night's game and what a game it was. First time that Shohei Ohtani ever pitched against the Phillies in his career. It was really, really cool to see. Just as a baseball nut, a few things that I took away from that. Like the fact that he's pitching the top of the first, and then the broadcast on NBC Sports Philadelphia did a great job of showing, you know, him running off the mound, and, you know, he's going to go race to put the batting gloves on, go race to put the helmet on. And that, like, because he's leading off the next inning. It was pretty cool to see as a baseball fan. And the fact that this guy, I know his pitching's been sporadic over the past couple of years. Sometimes, you know, they're working his workload back up. He only goes 5 innings last night. But those were 5 strong, no-hit innings. He's pumping 100. I mean, he is he homered in the game after he came out pitching. He is an unbelievable, unbelievable two-way player that literally he, like, broke the rule book. You know, some people were asking – last night, I saw tweeting at like Tom McCarthy, some of the broadcasters. This is a rule that I noticed a year or two ago, which is that Rob Manfred effectively changed the rule so that Ohtani can pitch and then still hit in the same game. Literally called the Ohtani rule. It's basically, you know, both leagues, National American, have the designated hitter, which means that, you know, any given night, theoretically, Kyle Schwarber is, you know, was hitting for Christopher Sanchez last night. Like, Christopher Sanchez was the only guy in the Phillies starting lineup who did not have to hit, and Kyle Schwarber DHing in the two spot was that, you know, Schwarber doesn't play the field, Sanchez doesn't have to hit. Like, Schwarber is that guy. And when the Dodgers do that, like, you know, previously in, say, National League Baseball, if the pitcher is hitting for themselves, yeah, traditionally they'd be hitting in the number 9 spot or the number 8 spot at most. But, you know, Otani hits leadoff. He pitches for himself. And then after he comes out as a pitcher, so he gets removed from the game as a pitcher, he then assumes the role of the DH. So Otani starts the game slotted in both as a DH and as a pitcher. And then when he comes out of the game, he's allowed to stay in the lineup and assume that DH role. So now he's hitting for the relievers that are, you know, coming in after him. So pretty, and basically the rule is that only guys who start the game are then allowed to then become a DH. It can't go the other way. It can't, you know, be in reverse, whatever. It's got to be exactly, you know, it's got to be exactly the order that Otani did this. So I thought really, really just great, you know, great to see as a baseball fan last night. I thought that was kind of cool to watch. But, I mean, he dominated the Phils. He took it to him. Five no-hit innings, five strikeouts, just one walk. Was the only base runner that reached base versus Otani. I believe it was Bryce Harper in the top of the first, but he was perfect other than that. And then the second the Phillies got into their bullpen, that's when it all broke loose. I heard a lot of people say on the air, you know, earlier this morning, a lot of people I figured went to bed. They're down 4-0 after the fifth. I don't need to stay up for this. It's too late. I'll check the score in the morning. Top of the sixth, that's when, so Justin Robleski comes in for the Dodgers, and immediately the Phillies put a, you talk about a crooked number. So Bryson Stott grounds out to lead off the inning. It was Rafael Marchand, the backup catcher, who was playing in place of JT Realmuto, who was sick. He singles, and he gets this rally started. Remember that name, Rafael Marchand. We're going to come back to him a little bit later. Kyle Schwarber, Bader then singles to left center. Runners on first and second. Schwarber then singles. You got bases loaded, one out. Bryce Harper coming up in a big spot, down four, and he ropes a double into right center field, scores two. And then immediately, and I do mean immediately after that, Brandon Marsh on the third pitch. Interesting spot here. It was the sixth inning. It was against a lefty. Robleski's a lefty. And I thought that maybe Rob Thompson, big spot, runners on second and third, a base knock, ties the game, one out in the sixth. Maybe he goes to a guy like Nick Castellanos, the right-handed, a right-handed pinch hitter to try and get a hit there. He lets Brandon Marsh hit. Brandon Marsh makes that decision pay off, rips one into right field, makes it a 5-4 ball game. And then just a couple, you know, then Dodgers change pitchers, Kemp flies out for out number two, and then Max Kepler rips one into the night. As Tom McCarthy said on the TV broadcast last night, little shades of Matt Stairs out there at Dodger Stadium, makes it 6-4 Phillies. Already an insane game. Like a sixth spot in the sixth, right around midnight, I think it was, in the East. Just an absolutely insane inning for the Phillies there. Bottom of the sixth, Dodgers go down in order. Top of the seventh, Phillies don't make any noise. Bottom of the seventh, same thing, Dodgers go in order. And it was a really, really great outing for Christopher Sanchez. I mean, he allowed four runs, but really settled in, working with a lead. Giving him six runs of run support certainly worked out for the Phils. We go top eight. Phillies go down relatively quietly. But then we get to the bottom of the eighth. David Robertson comes in, immediately allows a home run to Shohei Ohtani. Gets a flyout, double, you know, allows a walk to Freddie Freeman, single, and then unfortunately with the runner on third, Alex Call hits a sacrifice fly, gets Pajes to pop up, but 6-6 game, fresh blood. We're going to the top of the ninth, and I'm thinking, oh no, we're going to play, you know, extra innings again. It took 10 innings on the West Coast to win the division on Monday night. We're going to be going extra innings on Tuesday. Here again, like, would have been insane. So Blake Treinen comes in, gets a ground out on Kemp, gets a pop out on Max Kepler. Two outs, you know, I think they're going to go down quick. Dodgers will walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Weston Wilson, little two-out rally starter, gets a double into left field. Bryson Stott gets intentionally walked because they're going to, you know, pitch to Rafael Marchand, and he's going to have a, you know, they wanted to get to the Marchand spot. Maybe, I thought maybe that Rob Thomson would pinch hit for JT Realmuto. He said post-game that he was sick. Basically alluded to the fact that he probably would have in any other spot, subbing the better hitting catcher. Marchand is a switch hitter, so he was able to hit from the left side against Trinan. And Rafael Marchand, with the swing of his life, hits one, for anyone who has not seen this, hits a ball into right field where, if you can picture the Dodgers, if you're familiar or you can picture the Dodger Stadium outfield outline, they got a really, really short wall right in the right field corner, almost a little Fenway-esque, just not quite as, you know, a drastic of a distance disparity between the foul pole and right field shortly thereafter it. So they got a nice short wall, like 3 or 4 feet tall, and it forms an L with the bullpen gate. The bullpen is a little bit more into right field, more straightaway right, and these two fences form an L, like a four-foot wall and a wall that's perpendicular to that form a right angle and form an L out there in right field. Rafael Marchand placed this ball right on the L. Could not have more perfectly placed it right in the L where these two, you know, portions of the fence meet. It bounces, hits off, ricochets off the wall, goes right, just deep enough into the crowd for a 3-run home run. A massive, massive swing for Rafael Marchand. Bottom of the ninth, the run comes on, gets 1, 2, 3 ground outs. Phillies win 9-6, drop that magic number down to 4 for the number 2 seed and a first round bye in the National League playoffs. What a gutsy win for this team to come down 4-0, go up 6-4, get it tied 6-6. Rafael Marchand homering in the spot that he did. Rob Thomson just pressing every correct button. Will be remembered not for the pinch hit spots he pinch hit, but for the times he did not pinch hit in this game, not pinch hitting Marsh for Castellanos. He hits a home run. Probably wasn't his decision, was more so forced by Realmuto being sick. And he lets Marchand hit, and Marchand rips one into the right field corner for a home run. So the Phillies win this game 9-6. They clinch the season series. One more out at Dodger Stadium tonight. It'll be Jesus Luzardo going up against Blake Snell. Always fun when Blake Snell faces Bryce Harper after he drilled him just a couple of years ago. He is not gone, Blake Snell. He's only gone more than 6 innings. He doesn't have a ton of starts. He missed a great deal of time early in the season up until August. He resumed August 2nd, and he's kind of been back in the rotation steadily for the Dodgers since then. He's only made one start of 7 innings. All his other starts are 5-6 innings. Name of the game seems to be getting into that bullpen in most cases for the Phils. Luzardo, hopefully he can continue his streak of success here, I'll call it. He allowed four runs in his last outing, but I mean, talk about settling in. Allowed 4 runs in the first right off the bat, and then 22 straight batters retired. Hopefully he can continue to pitch well. Hopefully he makes a tough decision for Rob Thomson coming up here in the postseason, in which Thompson's going to have to decide, you know, is he the game 3 starter? Right now, it's going to depend on the matchup. You're probably looking at Sanchez, Suarez, Luzardo, and those are 3 lefties. And I know there's, you know, going to load up on a lot of right-handed hitters that you're facing. So, you know, we'll see who they face and how this pans out here. But I think Jesus Luzardo with another good start tonight, maybe one more down the stretch of the season, probably going to be hard to keep him down as one of your best starters, in particular if you're on the ropes a little bit, maybe you lose a game or you need him in more of a do-or-die setting. I think that is something to watch as he pitches at Dodger Stadium tonight, where he might be pitching in just a couple of weeks. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned. I believe Francisco Rojas has you tomorrow, hopefully after another Phillies win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.